You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
7 o'clock in the Mile High City, and your boys in the morning are in their places, ready to go with bright, shiny faces. Hey. 30 minutes out from today's Mind Bender. That'll pop out of the speakers at about 7:30. And I have a new Mind Bender Club poll question that we'll announce, too. All of that coming up in just a little bit here with your boys in the morning. I'm going to talk to you about how I have been labeled a freak by some people for the most innocent of reasons. And that is, I don't turn my tech gear over as frequently as the average person. And I know on one hand you could say, oh, you're like a Luddite. You know, no, I've been an early adopter of a lot of technology, I'm proud to say, over the years. But this came about when I got a new laptop. And I realized the last one I had bought in early 2015. Mm-hmm. So 5.5, coming up on 6 years. And some people are like, God, why did you wait so long? They've had so many improvements and the power so much more and blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, well, what kind of phone do you have? I'm like, I've got an iPhone 6. Ha, 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 you've got a 6. Oh, my God, you're an idiot. Ah. Am I a freak?
Why does Josh, because our producer, do that to you?
He's so mean. So the question that I have is, are you really a freak if you go several years between
You're just getting your money's worth, aren't you? And it's the thing, if it's still working, it's still doing fine, you can get to your Gmail. Who cares, you know? Exactly. I mean, really. You know, and I'm right there with you. I am still rocking. I have the 6S Plus. Okay. Oh, don't want to brag, Dom. I got the big one. But I still have the button on the front, guys. Can you believe that? The button and the headphone jack. The phone is still working magnificently, except the battery. I get about 20 minutes out of this battery.
Right.
That's about it. And I got to walk around with a cord on me at all times or a portable battery charger. But it's like, I just don't want to break down and spend $1,000 on a new phone when this one still works, mm-hmm. even if I have to be tied to a cord every now and then. I had to go downtown last week, and it was just in the middle of industrial downtown where I really have never been. And I started making my way down there, and I hopped onto my apps, my map app, and I noticed my phone was at 5%. So it got me to the location, and then it died. And I didn't have a cord in my car, and so I was like in full like panic mode. I was like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I have no idea where I am. How am I going to get out of here? And it was a very shady part of town. And I was like, if there is any sort of emergency, I can't even call anybody right now.
Isn't it funny, though, that to you, in the middle of downtown Denver, Colorado, is considered, quote, in the middle of nowhere?
It was in the middle of nowhere. It was like funny. In the heart of creepy industrial complex of downtown Denver. There was a lot of train tracks and warehouses.
Oh,
and
no.
I was desperately looking for the mountains. Which way is west? And I will say it did take me about 20 minutes longer to figure out where the heck I was because I didn't have my phone. So
that's funny.
I might have to bite the bullet and buy a new one. But you bought a new laptop, so like, how much was it?
$2,000. I needed it for, and the thing is, my 2015, I've got one of the, MacBook mm-hmm. Pro. And the other one, the one from 2015 works just fine, but it's getting to the point where there are certain programs that won't run on such and such.
Yeah, and that's how they get you.
I don't want to lose the old ones that I had with the old program, so.
They force you. Exactly. It's a racket, man. I have an old iPad that I want to put a couple apps on, and it says, this iPad's too old to put these apps on. I'm like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. It's Netflix. You know, that's where they get you, the constant upgrading. The constant revisions, and then your old stuff becomes obsolete in 2 years. It sucks.
They know what they're doing.
Heck yeah, they know what they're doing.
They know how to force us to do this
kind
of stuff.
I'm against it.
And I'll tell you something else. It's that most people can relate to this, too. It's when you get the new computer, like a laptop or something like that, and then the full day just about that you have to set aside to update everything mm-hmm. and transfer things over and do this, do that, just...
You're like, well, I might as well just say goodbye to everybody because I'm going to be down here in the basement for the next couple hours.
You will, trying to figure it out.
Getting all this together. I had planned on getting the new phone. The new 12s are coming out. And I figure, if I have had the 6, now I'll get the 12. The next one I'll get will be the 18.
Yeah, right. The 24. Exactly. and then the one they just implant into your hand after that.
Right. And I have planned on that for a while, but I think I'm going to wait until the second go-round of them, probably after the first of the year.
Get all the bugs out. It's like buying a new model of car.
I always say I like them to take care of that little business first.
And everybody messaging, I know you can go and replace the battery in the phone. I know you can do that. But when you go in, there is like a massive waiver that you have to sign, like it's basically saying this could go really bad. Like you have the potential of losing everything on your phone.
I will say.
And my iCloud is full. So
like a year, 2 years ago or something like that, they had this little sale on, some special deal that only lasted a few weeks, I think, where you could go in and you could get, they would put in a new battery for you, and it was like $20.
Oh,
and I did that, and it made all the difference. You know,
so you
because
made it
I, was in the
okay.
same I was in the same position as you. You could have 100%, text like 4 of your friends, turn your phone back on, and you're down to like 12%.
It's the worst thing ever. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, it'll drain in about an hour or so. And it was, it's so funny to get a new battery in there that would last practically the whole day.
It's like a new phone. I hate, I can't start a podcast and go for like a 45-minute jog. Because I get through about a quarter of the podcast, like 20 minutes of the podcast, and down and out it goes.
Right.
Between that and then using the Bluetooth, you know, at the same time, phone's like, no, don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, good luck with that new computer, man.
It's all good. And, you know, you keep thinking about the, we have people listening right now who are still adamantly using their VHS machines. Mm. And they still have their, their VCR.
My mom.
Does your mom still have her VCR?
Yeah, they've got one TV that still has the built-in VCR, VHS player in the TV. And she uses it, not very frequently because she's like, I want to make it last.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to break because you can't find these things anymore. I was like, well, there's a reason you can't find them anymore.
I want it to last. I love rewinding tape.
Oh, I know. She's like, well, we spent, thousands of dollars on all these tapes. I mean, they still have boxes of tapes. And they're just, they're junk now. They're garbage.
Yeah, you can't even sell those at a garage sale. As much as you like can. To think you can't put those out at a garage sale. And
you got to burn them. You got to get a big dumpster and burn them.
Yeah, that's just not going to happen. And think about all those people who did spend thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars buying VHS tapes. I mean,
I think
we all, at the time, all knew at least that one person who had a library of maybe 500 movies on VHS or something.
You start, saying 10, 15 bucks per movie at the time. Probably 15.
The way I used to think about that was, what movie do I like so much that I would want to own a copy so I can watch it every week? And there might have been 5 movies I felt that way about.
Mm-hmm.
I've always tried to imagine who has 500 movies that they want to watch over and over again.
Movie
I can't
fans.
Even name
movie
500
fans.
Movies.
Movie fans, man.
I know, but movies are, they're available everywhere. Even
well,
back
but
in the day
then
when
again,
there were VHS tapes.
Devil's advocate. How many shelves upon shelves of books do you have that you read them once, you put
them
on the shelf,
right now,
and they collect dust for the next 10 years? It's kind of the same thing, right?
Dagger in my heart.
I know,
but
if you think about it, there's multiple things like that. Oh, I'm sorry.
Absolutely right.
Are you tearing up?
Books are like the same as VHS tapes.
And then at some point, you really can't give some of those away. Or you do have to give them away. You're not going to get money for them.
Oh, boy. Now, the difference being that, yes, the format still works. Like, you can still pick up a book.
Yeah. It
With
still
a
works.
VHS tape, you got to go scramble to try to find a VCR to play. That's the only difference. But, yeah, you're right.
Quick public service. I did used to work at a retirement home, and I will say that if you have a ton of those tapes still left, a lot of the retirement communities will take them because the people that are there are of a certain age, and they still like all that kind of stuff because it's easy. You put it in, you hit play, And so they will take those donations. So.
Dude, that is a great public service announcement. Yep. And I wonder if now, because, you know, this is the number one morning show, we make that announcement, that now every retirement center in Colorado is going to be overloaded with people pulling up with their VHS
collection. Warm up those VCRs, folks.